Chapter 68, The 13 Candles for Boils. We took off after the last witch disappeared in the sky. I was feeling strong. I was feeling tough. Long live the order of the Fairy Queen, I shouted happily. Then I heard a voice. I turned around and spotted Boils. I'm sick of working for those stinky trolls, he muttered to himself. And forget Cackle, she used me like a toothpick and threw me away. Suddenly, the chameleon grabbed my paw. What about if I work for you, your knightliness? He asked. I could lead you to the queen and the fairies. For a small fee, of course. I narrowed my eyes. What kind of fee? I asked suspiciously. Boyle's eyes gleamed. Well, I'd love to try that bar of chocolate you have in your backpack, he said. I wasn't surprised he liked to snoop. Okay. The candy is yours if you take us to Queen Blossom, I said. With boys leading us, we soon arrived at the royal palace of the fairies. And it was surrounded by thick green fog. How could we get inside? Luckily, boys already had a plan. The last time he had come to the castle, he'd left a trail of candy behind him. 13 pieces of green candy, to be exact. We just followed them until we reached the castle. And so we did. Finally, we reached the main doors of the castle. I gave Boyles the chocolate bar from my backpack. He was so excited, I thought he would shed his skin. I'll never forget you, he cried. Then he slithered off. Okay, so... here, there's a picture of the Crystal Castle, and in the Fantasian alphabet, it's written below it, Crystal Castle.